Welcome to the Seattle Public Library's podcasts of author readings and library events, a series of readings, performances, lectures, and discussions. Library podcasts are brought to you by the Seattle Public Library and Foundation. To learn more about our programs and podcasts, visit our website at www.spl.org. To learn how you can help the Library Foundation support the Seattle Public Library, go to foundation.spl.org.
Yenal, aje yenare.
Once upon a time.
Bukashi aruto koroni.
A long time ago.
Noong unang panahon.
And far, far away. These are the words that invite you into the magic of stories. And as there are stories everywhere in the world, there's a once upon a time in every language. So the first you heard was spoken in Korean.
Yenal. Yenal, aji yenare.
The second in Japanese.
Bukashi aru tokoro ni.
And the third in Filipino.
Noong unang panahon. My name's Robert.
And my name is Nancy.
And we are called Ethnotech. Here to take you on a journey to the lands of Asia through stories and a little music and a whole lot of fun. You ready to go? I said, are you ready to go? Well, just to make sure you're wide awake and listening, I'll clap my hands, you copy with a clap. When we say dangbo, you say dingbo. Dangbo.
Dingbo.
When we say dangbo, you say
dingbo.
Just like that. Dangbo.
Dingbo.
Dangbo.
Dingbo.
By the way, these two words, dangbo and
dingbo,
come from the Asian country called Bhutan. And in that Himalayan country, the Bhutanese storytellers all start the storytelling by saying dangbo, and you, the listeners, say
dingbo.
Just like that. Dangbo.
Dingbo.
Dangbo.
Dingbo.
Dangbo.
Dingbo.
And now you are ready for the first story. The beginning.
And our very first story is called an origin myth or a beginning story. And origin myths talk about, well, how certain things got to be the way they are today. For example, a story like that might explain why the sea is so salty.
And why do ants walk in a straight line?
And why are turtle backs cracked?
And why do bears have claws?
And why do dogs have tails?
And why is the rainbow shaped like a bridge?
Well, our story is a story from Cambodia. And it talks about how certain things first got to be the way they are today, but one thing in particular, which is why we call this story
Trouble Talk.
Puta-u-ah.
Once upon a time. As the Hmong people of Cambodia tell it, Tu-chang-chang, the heavens created everything.
And when Tu-chang-chang, the heavens created everything, why, all living things could talk with all other living things.
There was only one talk, and the talk was good. There was, however, one creature who was very different. No fangs, no claws, no feathers, no wings. Walking on two legs with this crazy thinking thing.
Look at me. I can walk, I can run, I can jump, I can dance.
One day, you guessed it, human. was walking down by the river when he met up with Mr. Fish.
Say, Mr. Fish, look at me. I can walk. What can you do?
I can swim.
Oh, I bet I could do that too.
Oh, you think so?
Well, after all, I am human, the most powerful creature.
Oh, trouble talk.
Say, Mr. Fish, I bet that I could, swim better than you can walk.
Oh, yeah? I bet I can walk better than you can swim.
Let's have a little contest. If I can swim.
If I can walk better than you.
I get to eat.
I get to eat.
All the fish.
All the humans.
I want.
Splash! The contest was on, and human plunged in the river, and human could swim.
Side stroke. Backstroke, front stroke, but all the while, fish swam circles around human, just bubbling with laughter. You call that swimming? Ha ha. Watch this. It's my turn to walk.
And indeed, fish leaped out of the water, landed on the ground, stood on his own two hind fins, and flopped.
Gasping at the gills.
For he was truly a fish out of... See, Mr. Fish, from now on we humans get to eat all the fish we want.
And unfortunately, they do.
Ah, you see, I am more powerful than you.
Trouble talk.
Trouble talk was spoken in paradise for the very first time. Now it just so happened that bird saw the whole thing.
Oh, silly human. Stupid fish, do they not know what real power is? After all, look at me. I can fly. And that makes me more powerful than you, tiger.
Nonsense. My powerful fangs, my jaws, my claws. I'm the most powerful creature here.
Let's have a little contest. Do you see that tree over there?
Indeed, there was a tree rooted deep in the earth with towering tall branches.
A little contest to see who can make that tree move.
Whoever wins gets to bite off the other's
tail.
I'll go first.
So, Tiger charged at the tree. He clawed at that bark. He tried to make that tree budge, but...
The tree stood absolutely still.
Turn.
Treated the bird.
My turn.
And a tiny little bird flitted to the top of the tree and landed so lightly upon the tiniest of twigs. That tiny little bird began to bounce. Soon the twig it perched on, it began to bounce. Soon nearby twigs and branches, they began to bounce and swing and sway back and forth, moving the entire tree, all because of a little bird bouncing lightly in the pot on the tiniest of twigs.
You see, you better watch out for me.
Tiger lost the contest. And that's why to this very day, whenever you see a tiger prowling about in an open field of grass, the tiger crouches down really low to the ground. That's because actually, he's hiding from bird. And that's also why tigers tuck their tails between their legs, for fear that bird might swoop down and peck off the tail.
Peck! You see, I am more powerful than you.
Trouble talk. Soon all the creatures, big and small, were talking trouble.
Sharper.
Faster.
Bigger.
Stronger.
I'm more powerful than you.
Suddenly.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's humans picking his teeth with a fishbone.
You want power? I'll show you power.
You puny two legs?
Meet me on top of the hill tomorrow morning and I'll show you what real power is.
The animals laughed and laughed at human. Puny two legs showing us power. But they were curious. And so one by one, the animals gathered at the top of a grassy hill at the break of dawn. And as the morning light cast its hue upon the rainforest, just as the flowers were blooming their fragrance in the air, and a cloud rolled gently in a blue sky, the animals on top of that grassy hill gazed out upon the beauty of nature.
And it was so beautiful that morning. And it was so peaceful that day. That for one brief moment, they stopped their bragging. They stopped their boasting. And together they remembered, oh, we live in such a beautiful world. When suddenly, there was a sound. What's Puny Two Legs doing? Clicking two stones, blowing out a pile of dry grass. Sparkling lights, orange, red, yellow. Plumes of smoke swirling up. What kind of power is this? The animals had never seen this power before. Oh, the sparkling lights were pretty, and they were warm. And then Human clicked the stones on the dry grass around that grassy hill as the sparkling lights grew brighter and warmer and taller and hotter. Soon, horribly hot fire! The flames swept across the rainforest.
And the animals fled in terror. And the world burned and burned and burned.
Du-chang-chang. The heavens sent the rains to quell the flames and the clouds to cool the earth.
All the animals gathered in shame, for they had destroyed their only world. Oh, the animals had all escaped without harm, but they had been changed forever.
Though the deer were quick, and though they had leaped through the smoke first, their coats were now tanned brown by the intense heat of the fire.
Forever to this day. And the elephants charged through the flames. And their once long hair was singed short and their skin left dry and cracked. Forever to this day. And the tigers slammed against the burning bamboo trees.
That's why tigers are charred black with stripes.
Forever to this day. To Chang Chang, the heavens spoke.
Your charred bodies, your scars, and the wounds of your stripes will forever be a painful reminder of your foolish talk.
And with a heavenly sigh, Chu Chang Chang, the heavens, returned this world to us, gave us another chance. Oh, and once again, all living things could talk with all other living things. There was only one talk, and the talk was good. Except
all creatures from now on stay clear away from human. For human, your talk has been most troubling of all. And human, you will suffer great loneliness in this world until you understand what real power is.
Forever to this day.
What have you done, lonely one? Only one, lonely one. What have we done, lonely one?
We wonder where we've all come from.
We wonder who we will become.
So this origin myth is maybe over 1,000 years old. And so much still to learn from this story. So what do you think happens when you go up to a beautiful bird and you want to really get close to it to see all the colors? What happens to the bird? It flies away. And if you see a deer, you want to give an apple to the deer. What happens to the deer? It runs away because it remembers about human bragging and boasting and starting that fire. Now, so this human thought that power was being, you know, like, I can do anything better than you, ha 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 ha. But What's the real power that we have to learn as humans? It starts with the big letter L. Does anyone know what that real power is? Yes. Love, absolutely love. And that is what we still need to learn every day. So if you can, when you feel like you're going to want to be mean to someone, or you know, or someone comes up to you and is not very nice to you, just remember, oh, I'll have a better day. Oh, that person will have a better day. Goodbye, thank you, so I hope you feel better, bye. And do it out of your heart. And that's the story of Trouble Talk.
I say Dumbo, you say Dumbo, Dumbo, Dumbo. It's so good to see children here listening to stories. And for you parents here too, or some of the teachers here, you know, storytelling is a powerful way to build a base for understanding peoples of the world, a world around us. Even it builds a great foundation for literacy. So any chance you can, sit the kids down. You don't have to read them a story. Tell them a story. A lot of ways we can share stories. And I think the reason why stories touch all of us, no matter what age you are, is because it gets us in touch with the vitality of the heart. Sometimes it makes us feel younger again, excites our imagination. Imagine if we could be young again, as in this next story. A story from Korea called The Bluebird and the Magic Pond. Yenal, yenal, aji yenare, which in Korean means once upon a long, long time, in a far, far away, a land and a place called Korea. Whisper, Korea. There were two people, two old people. Old man Kim, old woman Kim, they were farmers, and they raised a crop called mung beans, little tiny green beans, good for making mung bean soup, mung bean stew, even mung bean jello. Ooh. Have you ever tried mung bean jello? Well, just in case you're not quite sure, turn your mouth upside down, close off your mind, and with a closed mind say, ooh, ooh, something new. You know, when you have a face like this, you can't learn much in this world. But if you make your mouth right side up, open your eyes, open your mind with the same sound, say, ooh, something new. Could be cool. You can learn a lot about the wonderful faces, places, and flavors of our world, including things like mung bean jello. Ooh. And so old man Kim, old woman Kim, they shared with everyone in their village. You see, they had no children. Long ago, they wished they had a baby, but now, too late now. And so they shared with everyone in town. Oh, including their neighbor. Now, I have to tell you about their neighbor. Lived right next door. His name was Mr. Paul. Can you say Mr. Paul?
Mr. Paul.
He was not a nice fellow. He was not very kind. He was very greedy and always grouchy. Well, that's how we earned that nickname. Let me have you say his name. Say, Old Man Cranky Paul.
Old Man Cranky Paul.
Oh, no. Here he comes now. What are you looking at? Are you laughing at me? Ah, I see. Bunch of kids. I hate kids. Let me tell you why. You don't eat your vegetables. You don't clean up your room. And these days, no respect for elders. No respect. None of you raised right. That's the trouble these days. Now, oh, hello, Mr. Kim. Yeah, what? Mr. Kim, you giving me something? What is that? Mung bean jello. Ew. No, I've never tried it. I know I won't like it. Take it back. I don't want it. No, 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 no. What are you looking at? Huh.
None of you raised right. That's the trouble these days.
Ooh, that's the trouble these days. Still, old man Kim, old woman Kim, they raised their crop, and the mung bean plant would bloom pretty flowers. Now the bird liked to peck at the flowers, but old man Kim was a kind old man. Instead of scaring them away, no, he would gently sing them a song. Seya, seya, parang seya, nokto bate, anjimara. Bluebird, please don't peck the flower, for the flower falls, I shall have no mung bean, and I cannot make mung bean jello. Ooh. And you know the birds, as if to honor the old man's song, would simply fly away at the sound of his song. Simply fly away.
Ah, that's not how you treat birds. Mr. Kim, what kind of farmer are you? Those birds are pests. When they come, you throw rocks. You throw sticks. No, you weren't raised right. I hate those birds. I hate those lousy... I hate birds. Are you laughing at me? None of you raised right. That's the trouble these days.
One day, Seya, Seya, old man Kim was in the field, Parang Seya, digging the weeds, when suddenly he heard, Bluebird, you've learned my song. Indeed, the bird learned the old man's song, and old man Kim followed the bird into the woods, up into the mountains for hours and hours and oh my,
oh Bluebird, never mind me, I would follow your song to the end of the world, but I am rather hot and thirsty. Water? Where?
Aigumatsusa.
Oh, may I drink from your pond, sweet bird?
Kamsamida. Say kamsamida.
Kamsamida.
Which means what? He ran his fingers through the water, crystal cool, and...
Ooh! Machisosayo! Delicious!
Oh, not too much? All right. All of a sudden, old man Kim got very sleepy and fell asleep on the soft bed of moss. And he slept. He slept for hours and soon the sun began to sink below the mountain ridge. When Mr. Kim woke up, it's getting dark. Oh, but Bluebird, Kamsamida. Thank you for your pond water and your sweet song. Thank you again. Oh, I almost forgot my walking stick here.
Hey,
my back. It feels good. How strange. I've used this walking stick for over 40 years, but he started walking home. He felt strong, full of energy, full of joy, and soon he found himself skipping and dancing all the way home. Seya, seya, parang seya. And when he got home, he entered his house. Hello, wife, I'm back. Well, when old woman Kim took one look at that man, you know what she said?
Ah!
That's a fine way to greet your husband.
Who are you?
What? Who am I? I'm just your old man Kim husband, that's all.
You're not old man Kim.
Woman, have you gone cuckoo? Don't you see my long white beard? Hey, where's my beard? Don't you see my old wrinkled hair? My skin is smooth. My arms are strong. He took one look in the mirror and... Ah! There's a young man staring at me. What happened? Wait. Bluebird? Mountain? Pond water? The water in the mountains was magic, and now I've become... Oh, but you're still... and all continue to live, but soon you might. Oh, what should we do? What should we do? What should we? You know what they were thinking, right? Well, the next morning, they got up early, stepped outside, waited, looked, listened, and Bluebird! He's showing us the way. Let's go, let's go. I know, I know. This way, this way. All right, come on. Hurry up, lady. Hey, slow down, buddy. Oh, we've been walking so long, for hours, and that's enough now. No. Oh, ah, oh, I'm so thirsty and hot. Listen, you go ahead. You drink all the water. Let me die, old woman, in peace. Go on, I'm so thirsty. Water? I go mapsusa. Oh, may I? Kamsahamida, say kamsahamida. Ooh, oh, delicious. Quack, 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 quack. All right, not too much. All right. Now, young Mr. Kim watched as his wife began to change, and when she awoke, Mrs. Kim was very different. Her hair was long and black. Her skin was smooth and soft. And once again, Mrs. Kim was very, very beautiful. Yeah. When young Mr. Kim took one look at his wife, his eyeballs went, and you bet they went happily skipping home. And when they got home, they laughed and laughed. Laughed and laughed. They were so happy. And of course, with all their giggling and laughter, but they were happy. And of course, giggling so loudly, they woke up their neighbor. You know who, right? Say, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Old man Cranky Paw. Here he comes now.
All those people making noise next door. Wait a minute. Who are those young people? He looked just like the Kims. Did the Kims have any children? What? Huh? Oh,
they are the Kims. They have changed. They've become very... And I'm still... They'll continue to live, but soon I might...
Don't be so happy about that. How did they do that? How did they become...
Well, Cranky Poe was so determined, he snuck up against their house and heard them talking about the bird, the mountains, and
magic water. I'm going to find that bird. Where's that magic bird? Where's that blue bird? Where's that?
There you are.
Ah, come back here. Come back here, you lousy. I hate birds. Oh, I go mapsosa. I found the pond water all by myself. I don't care. Get out of here.
Well, Cranky Poe, he didn't listen to the warning of the bird. And he drank and he drank. But he was also very greedy. So he drank, and he, all day long. Young Mrs. Kim, did we not hear old man Cranky Poe walk by our house? He's going to the mountains. We've got to warn him. So quickly, young Mr. and Mrs. Kim ran up into the mountains, and they called out his name, old man Cranky Poe. But all they heard was the echo in the mountains. Old man Cranky Poe,
where'd you go?
Don't drink too much. Take it easy, take it slow.
Take it easy, take it slow.
But there was no sign of the greedy, cranky man. And oh, oh, the pond water, it's all gone. Cranky Paul. Oh, there's his hat. There's his shoes. Oh, we found your pants. Don't walk around the mountains with no pants on. Oh, there's his shirt too. Uh-oh. But strange, his shirt had a bump in it. Well, when the Kims leaned down to poke that bump, the bump went, wah! The Kims leaned down to poke that bump, the bump went, wah! The Kims leaned down to poke that bump, the bump went, the bump, the bump, the bump, bump, bumpity bump. Well, when he lifted up his shirt to look at the bump, it wasn't a bump at all. Wah, wah, wah. He turned into a wah, and he no longer wah, he no longer was an old man, wah, an old man cranky. Wah. He was a young cranky Poe. And you know, Mr. and Mrs. Kim always wanted to have a baby. Now they got one. Wah. So they took that baby home and gave him good loving. Oh, you must be hungry. Here, try this. You like that? Uh-huh. Mung bean jello. And took that baby home and made sure he had lots of loving, good food to eat, plenty of kimchi. Made sure he came to library programs and the summer reading program. And made sure he learned lots of songs like Seya Seya, Parang Seya, Noctobate, Anjimara. And with all that good loving, little Poe stopped being so cranky, of course. And this time, little Poe was raised right. Kuritamida, it happened like that. All right. All right. We got time for one more story?
I guess so.
I think so. And we figured in July, bright sun, blue sky, we figured it'd be perfect time, broad daylight, to do a ghost story. That is, unless, are you guys old enough for a ghost story?
Yeah.
Are you brave enough for a ghost story?
Yeah.
Do you want a ghost story?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. This is not too scary.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know some of you really love scary stories, but this one is actually a very funny ghost story with a very scared man inside of it.
But he finds out how to not be so scared.
Yeah.
In this very old story.
Very old.
Very old, old story.
So old, this story from China.
Did we say old?
We said old.
Did we say China?
You did.
Here we go.
All right.
Our old story from China is called
The New Ghost.
Song Ting Po did better than most. Best merchant by trade was his hawketing boast.
Tis true.
Not bad.
He'd bargain at the marketplace and get the most.
Tis true.
Not bad.
Song Ting Po did better than most.
But one day he was walking and he met up with a ghost. Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
I asked you first.
I'm in a hurry.
Who are you? I'm a ghost. Who are you?
Did you just say ghost? Then I'm a ghost too.
You don't look like a ghost.
Uh-oh. Well, that's because I'm a new ghost.
Oh, a new ghost. Well, where are you going?
Where are you going?
I asked you first.
Oh, never mind me. I'm just going to town.
Then so will I. Oh, you're so slow for a ghost. And so noisy and clumsy for a ghost. Are you sure you're a ghost?
I just died.
When?
Just before you came by.
Oh, a brand new ghost. Oh, say, I'm getting tired of floating to town. Why don't walking to town? Why don't we float to town?
Did you just say float?
Yes, you do know how to float.
Listen, I'm kind of new at this. I don't know much about floating, but I have a better idea. Let's take turns carrying each other. I'll go first, like this.
Huh? Woo.
So light.
So light.
So light, light, light.
So light, light, light.
Yeah, so light. Uh-oh. So light.
My turn.
I was afraid of that. No, never mind.
My turn.
I'll carry you all
my
the way.
Turn, my
I really
turn,
insist.
My
no,
turn,
please don't
my
do this.
Turn,
no, no,
turn,
no, no, no.
You're so heavy for a ghost.
Well, that's because I'm having a in-the-body experience.
What?
So listen, I don't know much about being a ghost. I'm kind of new at this.
Well, then it's about time you learned a few new things.
New things?
Such as hovering.
Hovering?
And hunting.
Haunting.
And haranguing.
Haranguing?
And disappearing, too.
Hey, where'd you go? Oh, phew. Ha!
Boo!
Yeah, boo to you too.
But most important of all,
most important
is learning the incredible power of fear.
Learning the power of fear?
Fear!
Oh, fear! 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 Learning the power of fear!
Fear!
Fear! We ghosts aren't afraid of anything!
Nothing! Well, one thing.
We ghosts are afraid of one thing?
Well, you see, when you get the hang of it...
I'll get the hang of it.
You will find that we ghosts...
That's us.
...can change our shape...
We can change our shape?
...into anything! Anything that brings about fear! But...
Huh?
When one of us is in a shape...
When we ghosts have changed into a shape...
And someone comes along and spits on us... We're stuck.
We're stuck?
In a shape.
In a shape?
Forever!
Forever! Change our shape.
Ooh,
haunting.
Haranguing.
Ooh, ooh, haunting. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, fear. Ooh, fear. Fear. Yeah. Ooh, boo, ba, boo, ba, boo, ba. I knew that.
What was that?
What was what?
That look.
Where?
In your eyes.
It's time for our floating lesson.
No,
now.
I've seen it before.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Don't
I...
say.
Oh,
no.
It's not fear. Oh. You are not a ghost.
I am a ghost.
No, you're not. You are not a ghost.
I am a ghost.
You are not a ghost.
I'm the ghost. You're not the ghost.
I am too a ghost.
No, you're not.
I am too a ghost.
No, you're not.
I am a ghost. You're not a ghost.
I'm the ghost. You're not the
ghost. No, I'm a ghost. You're not a ghost.
I'm the ghost.
No, I'm a ghost.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I'm the ghost.
No, you're not.
I am. All right, then, if you're a ghost, that means you can change into a shape. Prove it to me.
So be it. A demon!
Whoa! Oh, can you change into a serpent?
A serpent.
Wow. Can you do tiger?
A tiger.
Wow, look at the stripes. Can you change into a scorpion?
A scorpion.
Oh! Tis true.
Tis true.
Well, I bet you can't change into a sheep.
Oh, of course I can change into a sheep.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can change into a sheep.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
You can't.
I can.
All right, then, if you're a ghost and you can change your shape, prove it to me. Change into a sheep.
So be it. I am a sheep.
It's true. You've turned into a sheep indeed. Patooey!
Oh. Bah!
Now you're stuck as a sheep forever. Ha ha! With the sheep on his back all tied and bound, he headed for the marketplace in the town. Sung Ting Po did better than most.
He made 1,500 coins just by selling a ghost.
Tis true.
Not bad.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey to the lands of Asia. And, you know, we come up through the Northwest once a year, but sometimes a couple times. If any of you are involved with any school communities, get our website, or we'll get a hold of you guys. We'd love to come up and serve your community again. So my name is Robert.
My name is Nancy.
We want to thank our tech person, Chris, up there, and the library here. Come
Mary
back to the library
Lime,
many, many
yes.
times. We say Dangbo, you say
Dangbo.
Dangbo. Dangbo.
Dangbo.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This podcast was presented by the Seattle Public Library and Foundation and made possible by your contributions to the Seattle Public Library Foundation. Thanks for listening.